Hey folks, Michael Bailey here of the Fortress of Baileytude Podcasting Network with my creative team for the Justice League that I have put together, and the villain team, which is Access America. And I really did think about this, because for a while there, I wanted to include Jerry Ordway into the mix, and it makes sense because, you know, if some all the Golden Age characters that I've kind of thrown in there, and Gangbuster, and you know, Jerry created Gangbuster, and it's not that I have anything against Jerry. I love Jerry Ordway to death. I think he is not only one of the greatest talents of comics that has ever existed, but he's also one of the nicest guys on the planet. And the several conversations I've had with him, he has always been very pleasant, very giving, and he's just a good egg. But one of my favorite runs of Justice League that I've read, which isn't absolutely everything, but I've read a lot of Justice League over the years, was Dan Juergens' brief run on the team in 1992. Dan brought a kind of more traditional sensibility to the team. That's the best way to say it. After the Giffen DeMatteis run. And I think he put together a pretty cool team just in general. And with, you know, Ice and Guy and Maxima and Superman and Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. And it was just a really fun team. And I feel like his run got kind of cut short because of the death of Superman, which I have... It's like, I wanted more, but I love the death of Superman, so I don't know exactly where I go on that one. But he brought back a kind of traditional sense of who the team was, and that's nothing against the Bwahaha League, which I love, but I like different flavors of ice cream. You know, sometimes I want vanilla, and sometimes I want strawberry, and sometimes I like Neapolitan, where you mix all that stuff together. So Dan always had a very kind of cool, straight-ahead vision of it. He is also responsible for one of the most awesome runs of Justice League ever, Destiny's Hand, which is just this great alternate reality story where Hawkman is just a jerk. So I thought, yeah, let's get Dan Juergens to not only write, but draw this run. Since he is, in addition to being an amazing writer, he is an amazing artist. And as inker, this was tough. It really was. Because I loved it when Art T. Bear was his inker. And I loved it when Brett Breeding and Joseph Rubinstein inked his work. But in the late 90s, Norm Ratmond started inking Dan's work. And there's just something about that that I really like. It's so subtle because Dan's pencils are very distinctive. And you can tell the difference between the different inkers who worked on him. There's just something ineffable about Ratman's inks that just made me, you know, just really fall in love with him as an inker for Dan. You know, the Doomsday Wars were great, the stuff he's done in more modern times. It's just, I just think they make a really good team, and I really think that Dan would make a meal out of the group that I put together. I would love to see what he would do with those characters. Would he have the same perceptions of Megaforce? Deeds, not words, folks. Deeds, not words. Major Force. For everybody that gets the Deeds, not words reference, hi, Tom Paneris. Congratulations. You win the internet today. But would he have the same perceptions of Major Force that I do? Would he have Alan Scott kind of step up to be the, you know, like kind of the leader of the team? Plus, I really just want to see Dan Juergens draw all these characters, including Access America. Oh man, he would do such a great job with Access America. I mean, I know I'm like full out geeking out here at the end, but isn't that kind of the point? I mean, seriously, Dan Juergens is just, again, not only an amazing talent, but an amazingly nice guy who just was such a part of my formative years as a comic book fan. You know, growing up as a teenager in the very late 80s and through the 90s, it's hard to not think of a time that Dan Juergens wasn't there. And even in my 20s, And he's done so many amazing runs on other books. Captain America, his Thor run, which I have never read. But he was on that book for like 79 issues plus annuals. And no one... And keep in mind, I say no one in the internet sense of it. No one talks about it. And he created Booster Gold, one of the greatest new heroes of the post-crisis era. I mean, he's done it all. And I would just love to see, like, 2 or 3 years of a Justice League with this group, and maybe he trades people out for people. If you get Dan Jurgens involved with this, I'm really not going to care. Anyways, folks, that's it for this time. I went a little over 5 minutes this time, but how can I not when I talk about one of my favorite creators of all time? Y'all have a good day.